This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If you know any college students, you'll know they're close to or have just wrapped up final exams. For many, it's then time to freshen the wardrobe and go off to the summer internship. But recent lawsuits have shined an unflattering light on the ubiquitous unpaid internship. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
At General Assembly, an education-slash-event space in New York, 20-somethings line up to sample gourmet oatmeal with truffle oil and bacon.
Would you like to try the truffle risotto or the devil's off horseback? They're both kind of awesome.
The Food Network is here, and New York Magazine's Grub Street. The event is sponsored by the Student Intern Network to connect college students and recent grads with people in the food media business. Zach Hewn is founder.
Over 60% of employers say that graduates are not prepared for the workforce when they graduate. I think that students do themselves a huge disservice if they don't take advantage of their own internships and opportunities, because you just have to do it.
Skylar Bouchard, a junior at New York University, has done her part.
I worked at a small magazine called Bullet Magazine, then the Daily Meal food website, Hearst Magazines, Entertainment Tonight, and now I'm at CNN.
And this summer, she'll intern at the local news channel, New York One. With the exception of CNN, all of her internships have been unpaid. Bouchard says what she learned about the business was worth it.
If I didn't learn any of that, I wouldn't even be able to get a paying job. So I think it all is a stepping stone to helping you get somewhere bigger.
The media business has long been a bastion of the unpaid internship. But thanks to a wave of lawsuits, maybe not for much longer. Publisher Condé Nast, home of Vogue and The New Yorker, just settled a case. Rather than pay its interns, the company shut the program down. Other companies have started paying or even given their interns raises.
I thought that it was always a little bit unfair that some of the higher profile internship opportunities were only available to folks whose parents could support them over the summer.
That's one reason Jeff Bartikovics has always paid his interns at least minimum wage. He's CEO of TastingTable.com, an email magazine about food and wine. But there's a more pragmatic reason.
We just thought that it made more sense to pay people something up front rather than deal with the possibility that we'd have legal issues later.
Still, the Student Intern Network's Zach Hewn says an unpaid opportunity is better than no opportunity. Students may just have to get creative.
I've seen students crowdfund their internships, collect donations from family and friends, work a part-time job.
Plenty of college students might be considering those options this summer. According to the National Association of Colleges and Employers, almost two-thirds of last year's graduating class did some kind of internship while in school. About half of them were unpaid. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.